Support for this public radio podcast comes from Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. And by the Society for Human Resource Management, HR, leading people, leading organizations. Online at shrm.org.
Sallie Mae for sale?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Student loan company Sallie Mae reportedly in discussions to be bought out by private equity. The New York Times says the deal could be worth upwards of $20 billion. The Blackstone Group has been suggested as a possible suitor. Yet the talks are taking place as the company has come under scrutiny over the financial relationships between college officials and student loan companies. This week, Sallie Mae agreed to pay $2 million and to change its business practices to settle an investigation by the New York Attorney General's office. Nigerians go to the polls beginning this weekend. The voting takes place against a backdrop of violence aimed at oil operations by U.S. and other countries in the Niger Delta. Julian Lee is an analyst at the Center for Global Energy Studies in London. I asked him what's at stake.
I think the principal reason that they're important is this really is the first time that people are expecting to see the transition of power from one elected government to another.
What do you think the outcome of the election, how will that impact oil production and oil facilities in Nigeria?
Well, I think this is a big question. There are certainly some who feel that a change of regime in Nigeria is needed to bring a sense of progress to the oil-producing regions in the Niger Delta. I'm less convinced that that will really be enough. I think that what we're seeing in the Niger Delta in particular is a total breakdown in any respect for the federal government and any sense that the federal government is looking after the people of the Niger Delta.
Movement for the Emancipation of the Niger Delta, or MEND, has declared total war on oil interests in that area. What impact will this election have on their concerns, you know, that oil wealth is being sucked away from the country and that they're left in poverty?
The problem is, I think, that people in the Niger Delta feel that successive federal governments have simply stolen the wealth from them, have used it to build vanity projects in other parts of the country and simply left the Niger Delta to rot.
Julian Lee is an analyst at the Center for Global Energy Studies in London. Speaking of oil, right now the price of crude hovering just above $63 a barrel. Wall Street rallied yesterday after its decline on Wednesday. The Dow climbed 68 points to 12,552. The Nasdaq rose 21 points to 2480. And the S&P added 8 points. It's at 1447.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. By Medtronic, applauding the many contributions of America's volunteers. You can find volunteer opportunities in your community today by visiting volunteermatch.org. And by the Duke Executive MBA, developing leaders and accelerating careers around the world with four top-ranked executive MBA programs for working professionals. DukeExecutiveMBA.com.
Many Americans will spend this glorious spring weekend cramming to finish their taxes, but not everyone dreads tax season. For the family you're about to meet, taxes are in the blood. In Queens, New York, three generations of the Cogliano family are tax accountants, all working together in the same office. There's a no-appointments policy, so clients just show up and wait. And many are happy to wait, sometimes for hours, to tap almost 100 years' worth of tax experience.
My name is Angelo Cogliano, Jr. Right now I am 80 years of age, and I've been doing this for 60 years. I am still working because I enjoy the work that I do. I enjoy the people that come back to me after 30, 40, 45 years. And I've got to work because I'd have nothing else to do.
My name is Dan Cogliano, and I'm an income tax accountant. I'm almost 30 years younger than him, and I'm exhausted now and at the end of each tax season. My father did it alone for years and years and years without help. Up until the last 15 years, he did not even use a computer. He did this in pencil, by hand, calculating everything arithmetically.
My name is Dave Cogliano. My dad and I have a much more strenuous relationship than my grandfather. I mean, he's like my boss, you know, so he tells me when I mess up. My grandfather's more of like my buddy. He jokes around with me all day long, and my dad has to, he's the one who has to tell me that I'm, you know, I need to finish stuff a little bit quicker or be a little bit more careful when I'm working.
There is never anyone who has touched a tax return besides a Cogliano. Even our secretaries have been with us for years and years. Jay is just short of 40 years with my father, and Fran is just short of 20.
Mr. Cogliano's office. Yes, he's still here, Mrs. Filippone. He's inside with Angelo.
The majority of the stuff that I do is corporate related. I do some of the clients that will see me. A lot of them don't even want to look at me because I'm the third generation. Some of them still won't even see my dad. They're just that loyal to my grandfather.
Just last week, I had two guys come in. One was 94 and the other fellow was 93. Both of them, they have never had anyone do their tax except me or my father. You do right by the people, and they come back to you.
Ashley Milne-Tite produced our sound portrait. You can see photos of the Coglianos on our website. It's marketplace.org. Finally, for some reason, mimes are among the most hated workers on Earth. But hey, mimes are people, too. And on today's Job Files, we give a mime the rare opportunity to speak up.
I'm Mark Wenzel. I'm 56 years old, and I'm a professional mime. I was a theater student, and I thought, well, as a mime, I can go anywhere. I can do shows in Japan, China. I worked a circus in Switzerland. I was doing some work at Universal Studios theme park, and they'll have a line for the tour that's in Japanese. So they'll have a line for the tour that's in German. And so they would just send me down there, and I could do all the lines. It was kind of cute what I did there. I had a beret on and an ascot, and I was a silent movie director. Theme park humor is so rich. You do get a lot of, hey, do the box. Hey, do the box. Pretend like you're in a box. A lot of it is trying to explain to people, I'm not like that. No, I'm a good mime.
That installment of the Job Files was reported by April Lundston. And in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Thanks for joining us. Good luck with your taxes, and have a great weekend.
American Public Media. Green.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.